Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقد قال الله تعالى: إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها, صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم, ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, we have been discussing this very important sifat in the life of a Muslim. It is actually a stage, a muqam, which we term as the muqam of shukr. If only we can understand this muqam of shukr, it will make it easy for us to practice on the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person recognizes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that are upon him, those bounties which Allah Ta'ala is showering without us deserving, when the person recognizes that Allah, who is so merciful, so kind, so generous, that he is showering his bounties without us deserving, when we recognize that Allah Ta'ala, then it will become easy for us to obey that Allah Ta'ala. If a person knows that there is some benefactor of his, and that person is sending him his monthly allowance for his food, for his rent, for his groceries, for his clothing, for the upbringing of his children, for the education of his children, there is somebody that is sending all the time. So the moment this person hears about that benefactor, or when he gets to recognize him or meet him or know him, then it will be an inner desire to please this benefactor of his, because that person has been giving to him without him deserving. So in the same way, if we only understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, if you only you have to count the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala upon you, you will not be able to do justice. You cannot count it. All the calculators of the world will fail. You just cannot count the ni'mats of Allah, because in every ni'mat there are so many other ni'mats. Behind every hair, it is mentioned in that there is one ni'mat. And behind every vein, there are two ni'mats. The ni'mat of sukoon and the ni'mat of harkat. Meaning the ni'mat of movement and the ni'mat of sukoon, tranquility. One wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wahi or ilham came upon him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven him, because Allah Ta'ala became pleased with him, so he forgave him. So this thought came into his mind that because of my ibadat, because of my zikr, because of my tilawat, and because of my obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, therefore Allah Ta'ala forgave me. That means it was because of all these things that I was doing. So immediately Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered the angel that must cause his heart to beat and palpitate in such a manner that the person became restless and there was nothing that could calm him down. Now he is begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for sukoon, but the palpitation is increasing, tremendous amount of increase. Then Allah ta'ala informed him, when he made dua, then Allah ta'ala informed him that all your ibadat and zikr and tilawat you were able to undertake because I gave you a comfortable heart, which was beating in the normal manner. When an abnormal beat came and it became restless, when you became restless, then there was no question of zikr and tilawat and everything went. So look at the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when our heart is beating normally. Now how many of us will consider that as a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala? This is a very important thing, because unfortunately we are going headlong, or we are falling for those tricks and deceptions of shaitan and nafs, and we are spending our monies, and we are spending our health, we are spending our faculties that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, we are spending the knowledge that Allah ta'ala has given us in those places that are displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because we have not recognized that these are ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. There are many, many ni'mats. This is why I'm repeatedly emphasizing that we have to start thinking of the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala upon us if we want this connection with Allah ta'ala, and if we want peace of mind, tranquility and serenity. There are many ni'mats that we don't even think of that they are ni'mats. I have mentioned many already. Take masjid for example. Masjid is a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Masjid-e-Aqsa, we all know what is happening. It is in the hands of the Jews, and we swear them every day. There is no doubt that we have to make a lot of dua, and those mujahideen who are making an effort for the restoration of Masjid-e-Aqsa back into the hands of the Muslim Ummah, they will be greatly rewarded. But in the 50s, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmahullah, he says when we went there for Tarawih Salat, in the first place there were just one or two Safs, and then the majority of them just made 8 rakats, and that 8 rakats also was from Alam Tara Kaif. They just read Alam Tara in those rakats, and they made dua and they were gone. So he says that is the time that immediately that thought struck my mind that one day this masjid is going to go. So that is Masjid-e-Aqsa. Now we will say that those people, we always talk about those people. We forget about ourselves. How many of us are living in the vicinities of Masajid? Muslim community in general, I'm not talking about just Masjid-e-Noor here. Muslim community is living in the vicinity of a Masjid, the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from that minara, 5 times a day the muazzin is saying, Hayya ala salah. Come towards salah, hayya alal falah, come towards success. But Muslim does not think that this is a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, that I have got a masjid right in my neighborhood. And not only that, Allah ta'ala has also got for my calling towards the masjid, a person that is appointed who is calling and reminding me. But we don't consider that as a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. We make kufran of that ni'mat, we show ingratitude to that ni'mat. Then what happens is that those masajid, when they go away, when they are burnt, when they are demolished, as is happening in India and other places, and if you have to look at Spain, what happened? All those churches that you are seeing there, what were they at one time? Majority of them were masjids. 800 years the Muslims ruled over Spain. Most of them were masjids. Go to Russia, go to China, go to all other parts of the world. In so many countries of the world, large number of those churches that you are seeing and those buildings which are being used not only for educational but sometimes even for purposes that we do not want to even mention in the masjid. Those were masjids at one time. But when the ummah shows ingratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his ni'mats, then ni'mats are snatched away. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's habit. Allah ta'ala snatches away ni'mats. When the person shows ingratitude, then the first thing that happens is the ni'mat is taken away. Slowly it goes away. Now this was a great ni'mat, but it goes away. So we too who are living in the vicinity of masajid, imagine how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be displeased, or what kind of wrath and anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be descending. But it is just because of the rahmat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of the sadaqah that the ummah makes, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects them. Otherwise, imagine if there is a masjid in the vicinity and the muazzin is saying, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. And at that time, the mu'min and the Muslim says, I cannot go to that masjid because this cricket match is on. I cannot go to the masjid because the football match is on. I cannot go to the masjid because my favorite program is on. Now imagine at that time, what is the condition of that Muslim? So when this happens, then slowly those ni'mats are taken away. The tawfiq of ibadat is then taken away, until the person then sometimes reaches a stage when he starts blurting out statements of kufr, and that iman is also gone because of his disrespect for that call of the muazzin towards the masjid. So these are ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz rahimahullah, he says that these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that they run from a person. If you want to tie them up, then tie them up with shukr. Shukr is the only thing, showing gratitude to Allah ta'ala, making shukr over the ni'mat all the time, that the ni'mat will remain within that person's life. Knowledge also, if the person has been given and blessed, then if that person does not practice on that knowledge, which is the shukr of that ni'mat, the shukr of the ni'mat of knowledge is that the person must make amal on that knowledge. When he does not make amal on that knowledge, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala snatches away that tawfiq. Sometimes that ilm is also lost. The hafiz of the Quran Sharif forgets his whole Quran Sharif after that. When he does not recite the Quran Sharif which he has been blessed with, and he indulges in a lot of haram and evil activities, then the Quran Sharif also disappears from his heart. And then he has to make an extensive effort when the month of Ramadan comes to again learn the Quran Sharif. And so many of them have forgotten it to such an extent that now if you have to tell them to perform Taraweeh, they say we cannot perform because we do not know the Quran Sharif. The ni'mat of Quran Sharif is taken away from the hearts. It is a ni'mat which the person showed ingratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so it goes away from the heart. So many ulama have forgotten their knowledge complete. If you ask them what hadiths they read in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Muslim Sharif, but because of the indulgence in sins and vices, and not practicing on that knowledge that they had gained, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes it out from their hearts. I'm not saying in all cases. In some cases, due to sickness, illness, it may happen. But I'm talking about the majority of the cases, this is what happens. And I've mentioned many times that we know of many, many people who were at one time names in the society. Plenty of wealth, plenty of buildings, plenty of properties and everything. But when they started indulging in taking interest and giving interest, and when they start borrowing from the banks without any necessity, and when they started spending lavishly on weddings and on feasting and on show and on pomp and on other kind of merrymaking, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala slowly but gradually took away that wealth. And then we find many of their grandchildren now begging in the streets. This is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm trying to get through to you and myself that this is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is for our benefit that Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, the Quran Sharif has informed us, that this is the system. If you are going to make shukr of those ni'mats, meaning that if you are going to use those ni'mats where it should be used, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely give you increase. Allah ta'ala will protect those ni'mats. At present we all are in fear of losing what we have got. Everybody is in fear of losing what he has got. The government is taking away in taxes and in corruption. The thieves are taking away. Everybody just seems to be grabbing, and everybody is in fear of losing whatever he has. There is no doubt that sometimes these are tests from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but in majority of the cases this is an azab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Tanvi rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, one Hakim Sahab recommended that he should be given some milk, goat milk. For whatever sickness it was, he said he must take some goat milk. So he took the milk, and there was just a little left, a few drops were left, or just a little left, which he thought he will drink it later. So there was very little. After some time, when he asked, where is that very little milk that was left? So the person said, I threw it out. I washed the tumbler. And it went down the drain, of course. That's what it means. So he got very annoyed. He said, no, but I said, there was very little left there. He said, even if that little was left, even a pigeon could have taken those few sips. or you could have added more milk to it, or added something else to it, or you could have made use of it. But to allow that milk to go down the drain, what are you going to answer Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? These were people who recognized the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, that it is coming from my Allah, and therefore I must show gratitude to my Allah Ta'ala. If we have to look into our bodies, Allah Ta'ala has got so much of ni'mats. Hazrat Maulana Asghar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, a great sage and wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, on one occasion he fell very sick and very ill. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh went to visit him, and he asked, how are you feeling? Now at that time he had very, very high temperature. And this is not something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends without any reason. For the Ahlullah, for the pious ones, for the righteous ones, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that my temperature is double that which others get. Human beings, ordinary human beings, what temperature and fever they get, he says, I get double that temperature and fever. And yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dum and blowing was such that thousands of people got cured with that. So couldn't Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also just read for himself and get cured? But there's hikmat of Allah Ta'ala, there's wisdom in it. It's a chapter on its own. We cannot understand that. So these people, even in that sickness, in that illness of theirs, they are getting the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on their hearts. They are seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's glory. They are seeing Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats in different forms, even in that sickness, because Allah Ta'ala is increasing their stages and ranks. We see outward conditions. So when they went to meet him, he saw that he was in very high temperature. So he said, Hazrat, how are you feeling? He said, Alhamdulillah, my heart is working right, my liver is functioning well, my kidneys are okay, my hands and feet are all okay. It's just that I've got a little bit of temperature. Now what did he mean by that? He only asked him, what is your condition of the temperature and the fever? He could have said, I got very high temperature. But why did he say that my heart is working right, it's pumping correctly, the beat is correct, normal, my liver is okay, functioning well, and my kidney is functioning well, and my hands and feet I can move? So that we may be reminded that if we have a difficulty or a problem, or some kind of sickness or disease or illness, or some poverty or whatever it may be, then let us not focus our whole attention only on that sickness or on that poverty or on that difficulty, on that disaster, whatever has afflicted us. Immediately we must focus on the 1001 ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us, and we will find a decrease in that pain. We will find a decrease in that depression. We will find a decrease in that stress, because now the person is seeing that I've got so much, so what's there if so much went away? Now look at the hikmat and the wisdom behind that. That if we have to look at the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then our shukr will increase. One person complained of extreme poverty. He says, everybody has been given so much and I've got nothing. People have got big, big homes, they've got big cars, they've got plenty of bank balances, and I've got nothing. So this wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he said, all right, do you like or would you be happy if your eyes are taken away and you are given 10,000 dinars, 10,000 gold coins, but we take your eyes away? He says, no. He said, all right, would you be happy if we take away your hands and feet and give you 10,000 dinars? He says, no. He said, would you be happy if your intelligence is taken away, you become a madman, and we give you 10,000 dinars? He says, no. He says, just 4 or 5 things which I counted is already worth more than 50,000 dinars in your body, and you are complaining that Allah Ta'ala hasn't given you anything. So this muqam of shukr, when the person will learn to make shukr over whatever he has been blessed with, then one of the benefits, besides the many other benefits, one of the benefits, which is a major benefit, is that he will also be saved from pride. He will be saved from pride when he is making shukr over the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. Because this person now who's got a beautiful car, he will make use of it. If it has come in a halal way, there is no problem. But he will not be proud. He will not look down upon that person who is walking on foot. He will not look down upon the person who is riding a bicycle. He will not look down upon that person who is standing at the bus stop and waiting for a bus. He will not think that I am very close to my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is why he has blessed me with this transport. No, he will humble himself and he will make shukr that, oh Allah, how grateful I must be to you. That look at the thousands of people, they are walking miles and miles just to get to their places of work. They have to go to the bus stop and they have to wait for the bus. They have to go to the train station and then wait for the train and look at the congestion and look at the queuing up and look at all the other difficulties that they go through. Oh my beloved Allah, how kind you are, how generous you are, that in spite of my not deserving even a bicycle, you have given me a nice car to travel. Now when he's going to say like that, and he doesn't have to say it with his tongue, when he's going to say that in his heart all the time, then it is going to save him from pride, and it will get him connected with his Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will increase his ni'mats. When the person has been blessed with degrees and qualifications, then he will say, oh Allah, it is your kindness and your mercy upon me. Otherwise there are thousands of people in this world who haven't got brains. Thousands of people. They are in mad hospitals. They are in asylums. So it's nothing of mine, no greatness of mine, that I am able to use the computers and I've been able to achieve these degrees and qualifications. That person will not have pride. He will thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who gave him that intelligence, because the person did not bring that intelligence from his mother's stomach. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he did not purchase it anyway. So it will reduce that pride in him. And at the same time, when this person will recognize that all these are ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, then he is not going to abuse it. The greatest deception of shaitan and the enemies of Islam is to put us onto entertainment. If you look at the world today, the trap of shaitan is entertainment. We are not saying that we must not exercise, we must not keep our bodies fit, we must not swim, we must not jog, and we must not run. I'm not saying that. That is important that we should keep our bodies fit and healthy. But what I am saying is that if you have to look at the entertainment world, from morning till evening, 24 hours there's entertainment. The radio, the television, the media, the only thing they are promoting is entertainment. Get your youth to entertainment. Whether it is Easter weekend or December and Christmas weekend or any kind of weekend, then it is entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. That is the trap of shaitan. And this Muslim who believes in Allah and who keeps saying that it is the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is the one who has blessed me with this and blessed me with that. Some of them acknowledge that. But then where do they use that God-given wealth? How much of that entertainment is halal? How much of it is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we don't realize purchasing those videotapes, those movies, going to the cinemas, theaters, gambling dens. Why? Because we've got money. That money which was to be used on oneself, for the needs of oneself, for the family, for the poor, for the needy, for the madrasas, masjids, and for good causes. And also a person can provide a little bit of luxuries for himself too within the parameters of Sharia. It was not haram. But to take it and use it for all these haram purposes, then we must rest assured that in our lifetime or in our children's lifetime, it is going to go. It is going to go. And I have been dealing with so many cases, Allah only knows how many cases, of where parents left behind massive estates for their children. Massive estates. The parents were unconcerned whether it's coming from halal sources or haram sources. The father worked from morning till evening. No namaz, no nothing, as long as he accumulated for his, to keep saying, my children. And when it came, within a few days, the money sometimes went away. Few days. If I have to tell you that one person with 3.5 million estate, in 1 week's time, his son wiped it off completely at the casinos. In 1 week's time, I'm speaking in the masjid. So my dear brothers, these things hurt the heart. These are the things that hurt the heart. It brings pain in the heart. That where is the Muslim Ummah going to? When will we realize that these are ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? These are great gifts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to us. If we are going to abuse it, we are not going to cause any harm to Allah Ta'ala. We are going to harm our own future and the future of our children. Those very children for whom we are trying to accumulate and amass, this is what is going to happen. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making plenty of shukr over His ni'mats. Because there is no other there is no real difficulty in making shukr. If the person recognizes that it's a gift of Allah Ta'ala, I must not abuse it, and he makes shukr in his heart that, oh Allah, I'm grateful to you for blessing me with this gift. What difficulty is there in? It is not like reading 1,000 times some tasbih. We are not saying you are reading 100 times, 100 rakat nafil namaz. We are not saying give all your money away and be a pauper and broke yourself. Nothing like that. Simple and easy. This is one of those four items which have been mentioned in the prescription, which we have not been able to complete as yet. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me life and the opportunity to continue. And may Allah ta'ala give me also the tawfiq of appreciating the billions of ni'mats that He is showering upon me. Day and night, billions of ni'mats. Every breath we are taking in is a ni'mat. Exhaling is a ni'mat. We are able to go and urinate without having a problem. It's a ni'mat. Ask those people whose urine is blocked. What restlessness I've seen with my own eyes. What restlessness. But do we ever consider that we were able to go and relieve ourselves without any problem is a ni'mat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making shukr and make a lot of dua for our brothers all over the world. Brothers and sisters all over the world, the whole Muslim ummah, there is chaos, there is disorder. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect the ummah from all kinds of fitnas which are lashing at us from right, from left, from behind us, in front of us. And as I always say, fitnas are pouring into our homes. Before we used to say, keep your children within the homes to protect them from fitna. Stay as much as possible within the home to stay away from fitnas. Now we have to say, run out of your homes because too much of fitnas inside the home. Now where is he going to run? Fitna in the home, fitna outside. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.